If you can't get enough of the Divergent Trilogy, then stick around, because this is Faction Fandom. Welcome back to episode 20.
Yes, we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
We're getting on to a little bit more of a regular schedule, recording schedule.
For the first time ever, Alyssa texted me and said, "Stephanie, let's record this day." This has never happened in the history of life, and I thought, look at us. She already knows I'm going to ask her to record sometime next week.
I knew you were going to ask me to record next week, and I was like, I cannot record at all next week. But for the first time ever, we are also in the same time zone.
That is kind of cool.
Because so, Alyssa has, like, a ridiculous experience in life and is traveling.
So we are not going to be doing chapter-by-chapter discussions. As Alyssa and I were just talking, I have had zero time to read in the past week and a half. But Insurgent's going to come out in, like, 4 days.
Yay.
Woo! I guess we're just going to go ahead and dive into some fandom news, because we do have a lot of news. Last time, not so much news was happening. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm doing nothing.
Balancing a water bottle on your head?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just going to keep my eyes on the screen.
All right.
So, yeah, the movie comes out in 4 days. Woohoo!
Yay!
Insurgent the movie. But some really big news is that we have new books. I know.
It's so exciting.
This happened like 3 days after we recorded last time. So
I know.
It's not like super new, but it's still really, really cool.
Yes.
We're going to read what it says here.
All right. That's a terrible picture of her, by the way.
I know. I mean, she's blonde now. They need to update this.
It's like not even that.
Came out at the beginning of the month.
Terrible picture.
She's got a pretty smile, though.
She does.
So HarperCollins signed Veronica 2 new book deals.
Yep.
One is going to be a duology, and I don't think this article says that, but it's a duology of a
boy
Star Wars-esque theme. Is it a theme? Is it something that takes place in the Star Wars world?
No, it's in the vein of Star Wars. So what they say is that it's going to be about a boy who forms an unlikely alliance with an enemy, and they help each other attain what they most desire, for one, redemption, and the other, revenge.
Hmm.
And it's interesting that she decided to go for a male narrator.
It's not that I don't read a bunch of male authors. I just have a lot of female protagonists on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
And I need more male protagonists.
That's hysterical, because most people have the opposite situation.
I like this. So in vein of Star Wars, what does that mean exactly?
Like, so I think it might be set in space. I don't know.
Okay.
Or alternatively, it's just going to be like Luke Skywalker going out and fighting the man.
Like, inspired by Star Wars, maybe?
Yeah, but not
very Star Wars.
Not like in the Star Wars, not in the Star Wars universe, but inspired by Star Wars.
Okay.
So instead of a gritty heroine fighting back against a cruel dystopian regime, it's a gritty hero fighting back against a cruel
hero.
Regime.
Okay, cool. In space.
Yes. Well, it might. Possibly. I don't know. It could be in space. It doesn't say.
But she also, now they have another deal going on, but they haven't really done a whole lot of explanation on that. Or maybe the deal is only on the two books.
She got a book deal for a duology.
See, and I thought I read it that it said two deals.
It says a two book deal.
Okay, yeah, so it is a duology. It's one book deal.
Yes. First to come out in 2017. And the following in 2018.
So it's going to be a couple years.
Yeah.
Probably, if we're estimating this right. Well, it's 2015 right now. Insurgent comes out now. The Legion comes out 16 and 17. These books will come out right as the Allegiant movie.
Ending.
You know, coming to an end. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
That makes sense.
you know, before they thought about doing a kind of like a prequel on the four short stories.
Oh, yeah.
But someone has said that that's going to be a negative. Because, you know, by the time Allegiant comes out in 2017, the last one, Theo James is going to be like 39, 40-ish.
Ish.
40-ish. And that's not going to work out so hot. But I thought that was funny. Not surprising. But it's still, I like that they just came right out and explained that's why.
He is getting old.
Yeah, he's still pretty to look at, though.
You know, old. Old with, like, huge quotes.
What is old these days?
I don't know.
But even though these books aren't going to come out till 2017, next year we can look forward to something. A little snippet, at least.
Uh-huh.
Because Stephanie Perkins is also coming out with a new anthology next year.
I'm so excited about that.
Me too, because we can't get enough of Stephanie Perkins. It's the best. Let's see what it says.
It's going to be glorious.
Sarah Goodman at St. Martin's has bought Stephanie Perkins' second young adult anthology.
Yeah, so St. Martin's.
Okay.
Same people who did the winter one.
12 holiday stories. So this new anthology she's doing is called Summer Days and Summer Nights. 12 love stories. A collection of 12 romantic tales of young summer love. I like the parallelism we've got going on here. It was 12 holiday stories. Now we've got 12 love stories. Now there's summer love, probably. It's not going to be like a Valentine's Day thing.
Nope.
No? Okay. She's going to include authors such as Leigh Bardugo, which we all know Alyssa loves.
Thank you.
Francesca, Leah Black, Libba Bray, Cassandra Clare, Nina LaCour, Veronica Roth, Jennifer Smith, and some more people. It's set for 2016. All good stuff.
Very, very exciting. I just need more of it, is all.
It's so frustrating when the authors you love the most don't come out with stuff.
Ugh.
And you're just like, you just wait patiently. I mean, I'm sure Game of Thrones fans everywhere understand this.
They know the pain.
In their soul. They know this. And this is nothing in comparison to that. I mean, she's coming out with stuff, at least little stuff. But still, I need more Stephanie Perkins, Marissa Meyer. And I need more Veronica Roth. Speaking of Marissa Meyer, what do you think of the new winter cover?
So, I like the idea of it.
Uh-huh.
But it's so shiny.
Shiny? What do you mean by
like,
shiny?
Why can't the apple be just red? Like, the shoe is red. Like, Scarlett's cape is red. And, like, the ribbon in Cress's hair is red. Why can't it just be red?
Why does it have to be shiny? I don't understand why it glows.
I don't want it to glow. I didn't need it to glow.
The person who makes these covers, he has not read the books. But we're going to talk about the apple for just a second. Does he think that something, is there going to be an apple in the book that does actually glow for some reason? Because, you know, they're doing these tales with a twist.
I know. But so the problem, so the apple is like the whole Snow White thing. That makes sense to me. At no point did Crest have a ribbon in her hair. Scarlett wore a fucking red
hoodie.
Sweatshirt.
Hoodie.
Under whose...
The boots she wore, they were white and they were not red.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get the need to have, like, the unifying color, and I get that it's red because red is a good color for this, and I understand that. I'm totally behind the concept art of the winter cover. I like it. I just don't want it to glow.
I agree with you. To make all of the covers cohesive, he could have just made the apple just a red apple. You know what, though? Maybe it would be too Twilight if it was just a red apple.
That's what someone else was saying. And I'm like, okay, fine. I get it. Then it doesn't. Why does it have to be an apple?
I have more of a problem with the fact that her hand is white.
That is also a problem. Her hand is white. She is black.
Because we don't know what's going to happen in this book. And you know what? If there's a fucking glowing apple, then okay, whatever. But we know that Winter is black. Her dad was black. She is black herself. And this is not like a racist thing. This is just a problem with sticking to
characters.
Yeah, that's a big deal, too. We're excited about this whole diversity. And the fact that they screwed her cover over is just a little frustrating. All together.
It's weird.
The hands bug me. They're all spidery. On the one hand, I get it, on the one hand, it could be like a photo of Lavanna holding the apple.
Yeah, but that wouldn't make any sense, because we've already had a Lavanna cover. The book is about Winter.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Either way, it's going to be fantastic.
The book itself will be great.
The book itself will be fantastic.
Whether or not we enjoy the cover is a whole other story.
You just don't judge it, you know? Don't judge a book by its cover.
I'm not going to judge the book by its cover, but I will judge the cover.
Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Well, let's get on then. But they just today, I found this just today on Daily News, apparently. So Kate Winslet, you know, she gave an interview about how she's excited about playing Insurgent, and it's kind of different for her because she doesn't have to die or get naked.
Yeah.
It's a movie her kids can watch. It was so funny, though, because she said she was talking to the person about, you know, her watching it with her son. And so she kept asking her son, like, do you think I was scary? Were you interested? Do you understand everything? She says he was very irritated by my continuing to ask questions. He said, Mom, I'm trying to concentrate. So I thought that was super cute.
Yeah. I like her. Oh. I like her interviews. I just like her in general.
Kate Winslet's a fantastic person. And then I thought you could talk a little bit about BEA and stuff, because it's coming up pretty soon. Not much left for the news except for Book Expo America and BookCon are coming up in about a month and a half. They're really on top of each other. I mean, BookCon is 2 days.
Yeah.
It's May 30th and May 31st.
Yep.
And then BEA is May 29th. Is that normal for them to schedule those on top of one another like that?
So originally it was just BEA.
Yeah, BookCon's new, from what I'm told, right?
BookCon's new last year. I went 2 years ago, before it was BookCon. I went to BEA, and BEA had a thing called Power Readers Day, where they let you go onto the floor that the publishers were going on. So they let you go to the actual Book Expo America, not like a watered-down version of it. So you could go to like all of the stalls and get all this free stuff. I mean, I don't know how it went last year, but I got the impression that you didn't get ARCs at BookCon. You weren't getting ARCs at BookCon, but you get ARCs at BEA.
They wanted a convention that was more marketed towards the readers.
Yeah.
And less for the publishers and the authors, I guess. It's more reader-based rather than
much more reader-based. And it's a great idea in theory. Power Reader Day was so great.
Okay.
Because you got to go and, like, pretend like you're part of the publishing industry for a day. And it was just a lot of fun. And BookCon last year was overcrowded, under-diversified, and it sounded a bit like a mess.
I keep trying to find, like, blog posts about good comparisons. And a lot of people like them both. A lot of people have problems with them both. Conventions like this in general are really something you have to go to for the passion. You can't go just because you think, why not? You've got to be dedicated with a game plan.
They're running it exactly the way they would run Comic-Con. And that's not a bad thing. But
well, isn't BookCon is run by the same people who do Comic-Con, right?
I think it is. I'm not sure.
I'm thinking it is, too. Either way, though, I will not be going. I'd like to go.
I am unfortunately also not going.
When I get a life.
So I went to go see Cinderella.
Yeah, and how did you like it?
I saw it twice.
Apparently, you liked it a lot.
It's so good. It's definitely.
Was? Oh, good.
I mean, it's like it is in truth a live action version of the classic Disney movie. It's just so pretty.
It's just so
And
pretty.
Gus Gus, there's Gus Gus, and there's a pumpkin, and there's Bippity Boppity Boo.
Okay, so is there music?
No, there's no singing. They don't. I mean, it's not a musical. There is some singing, but it's not like this is my musical number.
Okay.
And I'm kind of okay with that because what they did instead of the singing, instead of the music, what they did was they added exposition to the beginning, like her mother and what happened with her father. So I think everyone should go see it because it's beautiful. It's truly. It was just, even in the sad parts, I was okay. I was so happy. I walked out of the movie. I went to go see it with my brother because God love him. He went to go see Cinderella with me. We walk out of the movie, and I'm just like, oh, I'm like, I looked at him and I was like, Nick, I'm so happy. It was just perfect. It was wonderful in every way, and I loved every minute. And I'm pretty happy with life. And I loved that there was like this overarching theme of have courage and be kind. That was the phrase. That was the phrase you walk away with. To have courage and be kind.
A good life motto.
It's a great life motto. Just so. It makes me really excited for Beauty and the Beast.
That I'm excited for.
That they're gonna do a musical with. Because Emma Watson has confirmed that she's getting singing lessons.
Ah, ooh, interesting.
I know, right?
Interesting.
Moderately terrifying. That's gonna be an interesting movie.
I have to say, I like the Beauty and the Beast storyline more than the Cinderella line. Even though Cinderella is a classic, it's just there's more
No,
dynamic in Beauty and the Beast.
there is more dynamic in Beauty and the Beast. Cinderella is just a straight up fall in love at first sight and overcoming odds story.
Is there dynamic in this live version?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, truly and honestly, it was a very faithful version of the Disney movie. I mean, let's be fair. They had Gus Gus, okay? But yeah, no, so Disney, gonna rock my socks. Yeah.
That's the news you've got going on this week. Lots of things. So, in replacement of our chapter by chapter discussions that we were going to do this week, last year when Alyssa first came on the show, it was her very first episode with us. We talked about the new movie coming out. So, in honor of the Insurgent movie, I thought we would do a little rundown.
I like this plan.
Everybody already knows all of this great stuff, but if you don't, these are good things to think about. Release date's March 20th, which is Friday, but everybody knows it's going to be Thursday. I wonder if different parts of the country do this. Maybe this is just a Central America thing. Maybe it's different, but like at this point in time, when a movie comes out Thursday at 6:00 p.m., I think you should advertise that it comes out a day early.
I think you should.
But that's just me. We've got a new director, though, Robert Schwentke, which we talked about before, but we're going to talk about him again. He is most famous for Red, The Time Traveler's Wife, and Flight Plan. And he's also, it looks like, doing Allegiant Part 1. So at least we'll get a little bit of consistency between directors for the next movie after this one. They must have just liked the things he did. They must really like what he's doing with it.
Well, I think they're gonna have to stick with him for two because that would be weird.
Wouldn't that make sense for him to do part two as well?
Well, I make assumptions. This is
You
interesting. I do. I think he has a really he has a very like artistic kind of viewpoint, and I like that.
I remember liking Flight Plan, and I remember liking Red and The Time Traveler's Wife. There's a lot of diversity there.
There is.
It's interesting. So we're excited to see what he's going to do with it. Our screenplay is going to be credited to Ryan Duffield, Akiva Goldsman, and then Mark Kombeck, also along with Veronica Roth, our lovely author.
Yep.
And let's see what these people have done. Brian Duffield, let's see, he's doing Jane Got a Gun. That hasn't come out yet. But he did, it looks like he's only done these two things. So he's relatively new.
Akiva Goldsman has done I Am Legend, A Beautiful Mind, and I, Robot, among a multitude of other things.
Okay, so she's pretty legit. He's pretty legit. Sorry.
It's a dude.
And then we've got this guy, Mark Bombach. And he's doing the new Planet of the Apes. He did Legends, the movie series, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, The Wolverine, Total Recall, Unstoppable, Race to Witch Mountain, Deception, lots of things. Live Free or Die Hard.
Live Free or Die Hard.
People are famous for action movies, clearly. And then, you know, Veronica Roth herself. I wish that she would do a cameo in the movie.
Yeah.
That's kind of cheesy, and it's very cheesy, and a lot of people will argue with me on this, but I just think it's a lot of fun when you get to see your author in there. And our fantastic returning cast.
Shailene Woodley, Miles Teller, Thea James, Ansel Elgort, Naomi Watts.
She will be new.
Yeah, Naomi Watts is new. I'm sorry, you're right.
She's playing Evelyn, which we have already talked about in previous episodes, so we know who she is. But I think she's our first new cast member.
I think she is, yes.
She's also probably one of the most well-paid cast members on here.
Probably.
We've got Kate Winslet, Zoe Kravitz, Meg Q. You know what I like? I like that they casted Ashley Judd as Natalie Pryor.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day, and with all of the things that Triss is going through with her PTSD and remembering her parents, I think Ashley Judd is going to be in the movies until the last Allegiant movie. I'm kind of glad that they casted her for that.
Me too.
We know... Marcus, we've got Ray Stevenson, and I think that's where our cast kind of drops off because we get some new people.
I think so.
Johnny Weston is going to be playing Edgar, and he's that new guy that we were kind of suspicious of.
Right.
Earlier in the year. He's this character that's not in the book that people were kind of like rumoring, well, maybe he's Triss's love triangle, maybe he's just another character, maybe he...
We totally need a love triangle in this.
I'm going to be so pissed if they do that. I really will be. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be curious.
Oh, man. But let's see what he's done. We don't really know much about his character. He doesn't really do much so far since he's burned out. But he's done Taken 3.
Oh.
Don't even get me started on the Taken movies.
No, but this kid.
Project Almanac. Kelly, what's he known for here? Project Almanac, Chasing Maverick's Taken, and then John dies at the end?
He was in something else. What was he in? No, but I feel like I've seen him in something that I really liked. And I don't see the name of it here.
John dies, USS Apartment Ninjas, Pocket Dial.
No! That's who he is. It's the Chasing Mavericks kid. I loved him in Chasing Mavericks.
What's that about?
Surfing.
Oh, okay. And so he's kind of like an unknown. Is he big in Chasing Mavericks?
He's like the main character.
Oh, okay. Next is Marlene. We know she's a Dauntless Born. And she's played by Suki Waterhouse.
Which will be interesting.
Miss Waterhouse is known for Love, Rosie, and Pusher.
Pusher was cool.
And then I like this guy, Daniel Day Kim.
I love Daniel Day Kim.
He's going to be Jack Kang, who is the Kander faction leader.
Yes.
He's in Lost. And he's in Hawaii 5-0. So tell us about this guy, Alyssa. Since we all know how much Alyssa loves Hawaii 5-0.
I do love Hawaii 5-0. It's so bad. Timothy Kim, he's just a really, really good actor, honestly.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, the character he plays is the only legitimate Islander in the entire, like, of the show. Well, no, that's a lie. There's Chin-ho and there's Kono. He's an Islander cop. It's great.
He didn't play, but he had a little appearance in Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got him as our faction, as our candor. Whatever. It's our truth faction leader. And then we have Octavia Spencer as Johanna. This I am very excited about.
Yeah.
Because I love Octavia Spencer.
Who doesn't love Octavia Spencer? And if you don't love Octavia Spencer, you are in fact wrong.
You remember in the book, they say that she's got a big scar on her face.
Mm-hmm.
From the trailers that we've looked at, I don't believe they've given her a big scar.
But I don't think we've really seen a whole lot of her in the trailer.
No, I'm looking at a picture of her now, from like a still from the movie.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like she's got anything going on. So that's a little frustrating. That's kind of, I don't know. She's not like a big character, but she's important and...
Well, maybe we're not seeing her whole face.
Maybe. A few other people that we're getting in this film is Lynn by Rosa Salazar. I hate the way that they freaking list these cast members. You think they would list them from importance to not important.
Nope.
Okay.
Who else do we have? We have Uriah. Keenan Lonsdale.
Yes, and he also was kind of an unknown.
He's more unknown than the Edgar character.
This other kid. Oh my gosh, he played in Dance Academy. I wonder who he was.
Ollie.
Anyway, so he's going to be our Uriah. We'll see how he does with that. Who else do we have?
Aeneas. There's a character, Aeneas.
I don't know who that is. Edward's back.
Yay.
As Ben Lamb.
Or Ben Lamb is back as Edward.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to come in and play himself.
Well.
Let me ask you something. Do you remember Lynn as a character, who she was?
Lynn. Let me see the girl's face.
If I remember correctly, our Dauntless Born Initiates from the old book anyway, because we haven't met them in this book just yet. Uriah. Is it Maureen or Marley?
Marley.
And Lynn are the Dauntless Initiates that were Dauntless born.
Yeah.
With Triss. They're the kids that did the ziplining with her. And I find it strange that they didn't include everybody.
Why would they not include everybody and then add in a new character?
I know. This is just strange things. Okay, we've got Lauren. She's being played by Justine Washberger. Washberger. Yeah. Lauren was in Tobias's initiate class. I don't know. The whole casting is going to be interesting. I'm sure once it comes out, we're going to do some episode or another about what we thought. Now, Alyssa, how far in the book are you exactly? I know you've read the chapters. I have not. The ones that we were supposed to do this week.
Yeah, that's about it.
So you're about that far? What is that, like halfway maybe?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to get any further.
Do you think you'll finish the book by the time the movie comes out? Or by the time you go see the movie anyway?
I'm going to make a concerted effort to read it before I see the movie.
Alrighty. Well, you can text me when you finish it.
I will.
If you have any questions or concerns.
Okay.
So that is the movie. That is our Insurgent movie.
Is that the whole Insurgent movie?
That's it. No need to go see it. We've just given everybody all the spoilers they need.
All the spoilers.
Yes.
Okay.
And now that we are done talking about the movie, we're going to move on to a quiz.
Yay, the quiz.
I don't remember the last time we did a quiz.
I don't remember the last time we did a quiz either.
People are welcome to go online and take this quiz for themselves. We did spoil a little bit, so we recommend if you are going to take it before you listen to the show. But we'll probably put a link in the show notes if you want to go on Goodreads. Are you a true Divergent fan? Quiz.
Yep.
It is 26 questions.
And, are we going to go through the questions?
We should go ahead and answer them, and then when we get done, we can go through the questions and compare answers.
Okay.
So I guess let's do that really quickly.
Okay.
I feel like some of these questions are pretty easy, though.
Some of them are. This is a hard quiz.
Okay, what was your score percentage-wise?
53%.
I got an 84.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So how many did you get right? Like, I mean, it was a...
So I got 14 right.
Out of 26 questions.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You got over half?
A little bit over half.
I got 22. What are some of these random questions that you just were like, what? Because some of these were really easy. The first couple were pretty easy. I spoke too soon.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them were like, what? I don't remember those.
Yeah. So, I don't remember ever reading where Eric transferred from.
Eric was erudite. That's the reason why he transferred into Dauntless, was for the erudite, so that he could put into effect this master plan, yeah.
Be a sneaky snake. So, one of the weird questions was, what does Four have painted on his wall?
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't know.
I mean, I put down why fear, which was wrong.
That's what I answered. And his answer was fear God alone.
Which didn't make any sense to the character.
I guess because for Four, he doesn't need to fear anyone.
Yeah.
But doesn't he say at some point that it is okay to fear because your fears turn into, I don't know, something that drives you or something like that?
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like a motivation for him that the only thing he needs to fear is God.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
One of the other questions I thought was a little bit weird was, who steps on Triss's foot in the elevator?
That was Lynn.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I remember that because Lynn was like, she didn't like Triss at first.
Ah.
Okay, so this, I answered this question correct, and then I changed it. And it was, what was Triss's first tattoo of? And I chose ravens, and then I changed it to crows, and then I got it wrong.
Yeah, don't see, here's the problem, is that ravens and crows are too similar in all ways.
She gets the ravens, and she gets them for, like, to represent her family, right?
Yeah.
But then later, Four asks her, are they crows, because she has crows in her fear landscape. So I guess that's what I was thinking of.
That was annoying.
Another one was, what color is Drew's hair?
Who the fuck is Drew?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I think...
I just don't know.
Somebody from Dauntless? I think it's somebody from Dauntless. And then another one I was like, what? Was how many non-Dauntless Born transferred?
Yeah.
I thought there was like only six of them. Because I was trying to count them up in my head. And it I was chose none of them.
Apparently it was 11. And then...
It was 11? Some of them didn't make it.
Yeah.
This was frustrating. Fun stuff.
Fun.
We should submit a quiz.
That would be interesting.
As we're reading through Insurgent, jot down a few questions. Oh, and we want to make it hard, too.
I don't know if I want to make it this hard.
So the only people who've read the book know what it is. Now, of course, we can never end a show without recommending something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and recommend a book that I started a couple of weeks ago. It was an audiobook, but it's also a fantastic novel to read on its own. Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. I'm liking it a lot. For people who don't know, Steelheart is a dystopian novel. It's kind of like X-Men. So all the people in this world who have powers are called epics. And for the majority, epics are really bad because they've killed resources and they kill people.
Right.
And they rule the world now because that's how dystopian novels go. And so it's about this boy who goes and he tries to take revenge.
A revenge story.
Yes. And I liked it a lot. And I was very torn up about it at some points because certain people do things. Things happen to certain people, and I wasn't prepared for that at all.
You never are.
Anyway, but it was really good, and it's a really good series. And that's my recommendation.
Okay. So my recommendation this week is actually just simply an author.
Okay.
In honor of Terry Pratchett, I have started reading Terry Pratchett, and I've been reading the Discworld books, and they're pretty hilarious. So if you haven't read Terry Pratchett's Discworld series, as I have not, I fully suggest that you look into reading them because they're pretty funny.
What's the series called again?
Discworld.
Discworld?
Yeah.
Okay, what's it about?
It's about magic, and I mean, I haven't gotten too far into it. There are like 50 books in the series, something like that. And the world is on top of three elephants that are standing on top of each other that are balanced on floating turtle.
Okay.
It's weird, but cool. I mean, like, it's totally weird, but it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my book recommendation, is that we all read Terry Pratchett in honor of his passing.
And I believe that's it, Alyssa.
I think that's it, Stephanie.
Thank you so much to you listeners and to the world for taking the time out of your day to, I don't know why you listen to us, but, you know, doing it. We appreciate it. And, you know, you can definitely do all the things. Tweet us at FFandomPodcast. Follow us on Tumblr at faction-fandom because we love Tumblr.
We do. And
it's a fantastic place to be.
It's our thing.
Yes. You can always visit the website at factionfandom.com because that's also a great place to be.
It is.
And email in and let us know your thoughts about life, about the Lunar Chronicles, about the movie, how you liked it, some concerns or questions you had. And we're definitely going to read those because we always do.
We do.
And
I love it when we get emails.
We take criticism, too.
We do.
Also, leave us a review on iTunes.
Leave us a review because it makes us look better to the iTunes people.
It helps people find us. Like, it helps you share our weirdness with everybody.
Yeah. If you like our weirdness, please help people find our weirdness.
By commenting and leaving a review on iTunes.
Yes.
All right.
Preferably in five-star situations.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, people do all the things. Follow us, email. And you can stay tuned for some more fun things from us in the future. After the movie.
After the movie. Mm-hmm. We'll spend a good half an hour talking about, well, probably more than half an hour, but it will only sound like half an hour.
All right.
Until next time.
Until next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
By the time this episode goes out, Insurgent will probably, you know, come out tomorrow. Or maybe has already come out for a week. Who knows? I mean, no promises.
Depends on how long it takes Stephanie to edit things.
Hey, I don't care.
I'm not judging you. I'm not.
People can judge me all they want. When they run their own podcast, then I get to judge them.
Did you see the gift of Chris Evans getting asked stupid questions? Like, would Steve Rogers leave dishes in the sink. And Chris Evans was like, well, yeah, doesn't everybody do that? And the interviewer was like, no, most people just rinse it and put it in the dishwasher. That's what it's there for. And Chris Evans was like, this is the best interview ever.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had like wild eyes. I was like, are you okay? Am I like naked or something? I didn't know about.
No. Just, you know, electric eels. My bad.
Oh my god.
I don't know why I do
this. Ladies and gentlemen, Alyssa. Anyway,
like her, what happened with her father and like this relationship she had with her family? What the hell are you doing with your nose?
I'm just, nothing.
I was trying to ignore it and then it didn't happen. I couldn't do it. I couldn't ignore it.
I just squishing it in like I can breathe on my What if I talk like this the whole episode? Would you Please still don't. Do the show with me?
No, I wouldn't.
I'm done. Keep going.
Thank you. And his eyes. They are, in fact, stunning. To the point that Disney, or Kenneth Branagh, our delightful director, made some excellent choices in zooming in on his face. Oh crap.
How many? I don't know. What in the world? What does he have painted on the wall in his room?
I don't know, I guess. I'm guessing a lot of these, Stephanie.
Oh my god.
What kind of question is this? I don't even know. I'm just alright, fine. Alright, I'm gonna fail this quiz and it will be a glorious thing. Like, I just read a question and was like, oh, obviously that is the correct answer, but I put the wrong answer because I misread it.
What did it say? What was the question?
Oh, what faction did Caleb transfer to?
So what'd you put?
It doesn't matter. It wasn't every day.
And someone cuts us off, and I go off in the car about this person driving, because I hate people who drive. They don't do it right. And so I'm going, I'm all mad. And she goes, you sound just like your mother. I got so upset. And that's my mom. And I thought, oh my god, I can't ever yell at anyone ever again.
Definitely, I had road rage. And... Well, we've gone through this situation before, and the rule of the house is what happens in the car stays in the car.
Oh my god.
So, Alyssa swearing at people on the road doesn't leave the car. Hold your hand. You are the mother of your baby child, the one to whom you gave life. And you have your choices, and these are what make man great. His ladder to the stars. But you are not alone in this, and you are not alone in this. As brothers, we will stand and we'll hold your hand, hold your hand. But I can't move them now.
you